Chapter 42. I Win Awards. When I first got to the Senate, I scheduled a few appointments with my new colleagues, just to spend a little time getting to know them and getting their take on how to be a good senator. One of the first was with Chris Dodd, who had represented Connecticut in the Senate since 1981 and been a leader within the Democratic Party since the age of the real giants of the Senate, the Ted Kennedy and Mike Mansfield types, and 9-foot-tall Ed Muskie. Chris was running a little late for our meeting, so I cooled my heels in his outer office. Looking around, I noticed that the entire room was jam-packed with awards he'd received during his long and distinguished career. Plaques hung on every inch of wall space, wooden plaques, acrylic plaques, plaques of slate and granite. And the shelves, every possible surface, was covered with awards. Crystal awards, glass awards, stainless steel awards, lucite awards of all shapes and sizes, cubes, stars, eagles. I was blown away and a little depressed. Oh my God, I thought. I will never get this many awards. I'd have to be here for 30 years. How old will I be then? 80? No, older. Ah. It was a stupid emotional hole to fall in, but I fell into it nevertheless. Chris arrived, greeted me brightly, and escorted me to his office, past more and more shelves of awards. After we sat down in his office, I tried to listen to his advice, but the awards on his wall and bookshelves started to close in and mock me. "How was the meeting?" Drew asked when I returned. "Aw, man," I said, still in a funk. "He has so many awards." Drew tried to reassure me. "Don't worry about that. You'll get plenty of awards." I thought he was just trying to cheer me up, but it turns out he was right. Apparently, when you're a senator, people just throw awards at you on a regular basis. Sometimes it's a trade association or a well-meaning public interest group giving you an award just for voting their way on something. Sometimes an organization will give you one of their big awards in the hope that you'll agree to speak at their annual dinner, so they can get a lot more people to come. I used to get a big sack of cash for a speech like that. Now I get a lucite plaque. In any event, I quickly began to amass quite a collection of awards in my own office, a collection that has continued to grow over the years. I will say that some of them do mean a lot to me, like the awards I've won from Consumer Watchdog for my leadership on consumer rights, or from the Humane Society after my service dog bill, or from the National Law Center on Homelessness for my work on the Violence Against Women Act. Sometimes, however, an organization will go out of its way to make sure I understand that an award it's giving me means very little. I was very excited when I found out that the Minnesota Farm Bureau was presenting me with their Friend of Farm Bureau Award. The Farm Bureau is a pretty conservative organization, almost always endorsing the Republican in political campaigns as they did Norm Coleman in 2008. The Farmers Union, the progressive farm organization, had endorsed me. One out of five jobs in Minnesota is tied to agriculture. We're the number one producer of turkeys, number two in pork. The Green Giant is from Le Sueur, Minnesota. You've probably heard of General Mills. Betty Crocker is a Minnesota native. And so is the Pillsbury Doughboy, who served our nation so deliciously in World War I. So even though I wasn't on the Agriculture Committee, it was essential that I learn about farming, something I started during the campaign by visiting farms all around the state. I learned quickly that farmers aren't just farmers. They're mechanics, veterinarians, marketers, economists, and meteorologists. In the Senate, I had to master the very arcane world of ag policy, and even though I still had some disagreements with the Farm Bureau on things like the estate tax and clean water regulation, I fought for the interests of all our farmers. So when Kevin Papp, president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau and a farmer with a 600-acre corn and soybean operation near Mankato, came to my office to present me with my first Friend of Farm Bureau plaque, I was thrilled. "Kevin," I said, "this really means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. It's a tremendous honor." Kevin could tell that I meant it. "Oh," he said matter-of-factly, "this is only about how you voted." What he was really saying was, "Oh, don't get us wrong. We still don't like you." I remind Kevin about that conversation every chance I get, and we laugh about it. We've become pretty good friends. In October 2012, Kevin invited me out to his farm to harvest the last 5 acres of his corn crop. Kevin dubbed those last 5 acres the Franken Five. Harvesting the corn was incredibly easy because Kevin uses GPS technology to plan and harvest. The combine shoots a golden arc of grain into a truck that runs alongside, and when you reach the end, you just turn the thing around, line it up, and go. It took all of about a half hour. On the way to the grain elevator, Kevin worried aloud that my corn might be a little dry since it was harvested so late and that he'd get less for it. I had this horrible thought that the Franken Five might become synonymous with the worst 5 acres on your farm. "Yeah, I pulled one over on that guy. I sold him my Franken Five." Ha ha! You know, stuff like that. Fortunately, my corn had the perfect moisture content. That's just the kind of senator I am. The Farm Bureau still doesn't support me, and a lot of its conservative members aren't big fans of mine, but I've won a few of them over in two important ways. First, I do my homework and have delivered on the issues where we agree. Second, I have a joke I tell every time I speak to an ag audience. It goes like this. "You know, I grew up in St. Louis Park. I was a suburban kid. I knew nothing about agriculture growing up. In fact, when I was 8 years old, if you'd asked me where food comes from, what do you think I would have said?" And the audience always shouts, "The grocery store." And I say, "No, I would have said a farm, because I wasn't a total idiot." Big laugh every time. Well, until recently, every farmer in Minnesota has heard it by now. Speaking of my comedic genius, in December 2015, the Writers Guild of America East announced that I would receive its prestigious Evelyn F. Burkey Award, which recognizes a person or organization whose contributions have brought honor and dignity to writers. Previous recipients of the award had included Edward Albee, Arthur Miller, Joan Didion, and now me, the distinguished author of Pornorama. I decided to point out in my acceptance speech that it didn't say the recipient of the Evelyn F. Burkey Award had always brought honor and dignity to writers, just on balance. Today, there are too many awards to fit in my office. But when I told my staff I was writing this chapter, they warned me, "People might stop giving them to you." Well, first of all, I told them, no, they won't. People understand jokes. Take it from me, an Evelyn F. Burkey Award-winning writer. They rolled their eyes. Second of all, if they do stop giving me awards, that's really kind of fine. We've run out of space anyway. But they won't. To inquire about giving Senator Franken an award, please contact British Schmidt at 202-224-5671.